Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Unemployment numbers held steady in the Northwoods from February to March, but still remain a few points above the numbers in central and southern Wisconsin. The March unemployment rate reported by the state finds Iron County with the state's highest rate at 6.8%, Forest County at 5.5%, Vilas at 5.4%, Oneida 4.7%, Langlade at 4.3%, Price at 3.8%, and Lincoln at 3.6%. All those numbers are lower than February's marks. State labor economist Mitchell Rupp says the numbers still reflect a downward trend.
In all of Wisconsin's 72 counties, the unemployment rates have dropped when you're looking at the previous years. If you look at March 2017, all of those rates were higher in all of the 72 counties of Wisconsin.
Rupp says the state continues to add jobs.
Wisconsin's statewide seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained at the historical low of 2.9% in March 2018. The data also showed the state gained 8,900 private sector jobs, which ranked fourth nationally. Additionally, the state gained 2,100 manufacturing jobs in March 2018, which ranked third nationally and first in the Midwest.
Those numbers are supplied by the Department of Workforce Development. A rare, beautiful blue bloom last reported in Boscobel in 1884, a tripling in the number of rare plant populations checked on, and a decline in statewide populations of the delicate lady's slipper orchid are among discoveries made by volunteers and shared in the recently released Rare Plant Monitoring Program report by the DNR. Ken Kroll has more.
DNR botanist Kevin Doyle says they keep a database of rare plants and animals. He says Wisconsin has 5,000 reported populations of Wisconsin's rarest plants. About 14% of the species are endangered, threatened, or of special concern, meaning their populations are low or declining. He outlines just how rare some of the plant species are.
I think about 100 of the 322 have five or fewer populations. There's a lot of those that have one or two populations in the state. Two of those 322 species are endemic to Wisconsin, so that means they're found here and nowhere else. We have six federally listed species, so those are rare not just in Wisconsin, but globally as well.
One plant of concern was the white lady's slipper, which is showing a population decline. Another volunteer, however, found a population of narrow-leaf dayflower, a plant last reported from the Boscobel area in 1884. There are fewer than 10 populations of the species in Wisconsin. He says while the 2018 trainings for citizen scientists have concluded, they'll again accept volunteers to be trained prior to the 2019 check. Volunteers are sent out to check on the rare plant populations. The program started in 2013, but last year the program had grown to reveal three times the reports of prior years. More information is on the DNR website under Rare Plant Monitoring Program. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
With climate change becoming a larger headline, many wonder what their part of the Midwestern landscape could look like in 20 years. Elizabeth Brown reports scientists are working on some answers.
A new study by the Nature Conservancy aims to answer some of those questions and show what can be done to help areas adapt. Meredith Cornett with the Nature Conservancy says major factors that determine an area's adaptability are the number of local microclimates and the barriers separating them. The more barriers, the less resilience.
If there aren't a lot of major barriers, like a six-lane highway, between where you're standing and the next spot over, then you have a much better chance of being able to move and find new climate niches.
So she says it makes sense that a number of natural areas and state parks are considered highly resilient to climate change. In Wisconsin, that includes much of the Northwoods and possibly the southern unit of the Kettle Moraine. I'm Elizabeth Brown.
Just hours after snow melted away, local crews were dealing with three fires in Burnett County last weekend. Several homes had to be evacuated in Clark County when a wildfire burned 20 acres not far from the Bruce Mound Winter Sports Complex. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging state residents to use caution. More than 50 fires were reported in Wisconsin since Friday. Our forecast does include a caution that fire risk conditions will be elevated into early this evening thanks to current weather conditions. Our forecast tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high near 74. Tomorrow night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy, and a low around 49. Northwoods Cafe is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.